As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And a very good morning, and a very good morning indeed, folks, and welcome to the Monday, February the 23rd, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local. I am your host, William Roberts, and while many of our affiliates and micro-broadcasting stations are away for their top-of-the-hour station ID, we'll just take a couple of minutes and discuss some business and some disclaimers and other things. But did you have a good weekend? I did. A very interesting weekend indeed. Did a lot of reading. One of the first times in a long time that I didn't listen to any radio over the weekend. Just spent my whole weekend with my nose in the books. Got a lot out of it. Watched a couple of DVDs that had come across my table over the last couple of weeks that I hadn't looked at. Reflected on many things. And folks, we've got a lot to discuss today. Found some interesting news articles to bring out. Lots of things are happening. I think that we probably are at the most defining moment in our nation's history, and that's an understatement. But nonetheless, there are going to be those that prosper, and there's going to be those that perish in this next decade. And a lot of it is going to have to do with how you position yourself for what's coming down the pike, what's coming on us and at us. There is a sort of a trend, if you will, a group, different kinds of people, definitely different people who seem to be singing the same song from different sources. Did a little bit of research, not really much one to dig in on individuals, and I generally don't take much time on slamming people rather than issues, but been doing a little bit of digging into some various folk, if you will. And got a lot of concern about who's lined up with whom and what information we can trust. You know, as we go further into this this global economic nightmare, we're really going to have to check our references, check our sources very carefully, because there are those that are offering information that's useful, and I think there are those that are offering information that basically just lines up with an agenda that's being set globally. Anyway, we'll talk about some of that a little bit today, but I had a rather unusual weekend, as I mentioned, in that I didn't listen to any internet radio, any shortwave radio, and spent the whole weekend reading. I did go back in one of my encyclopedias and read the long section on PACs and conferences. I wanted to find out more about Bretton Woods. It's been a long time since I've looked at that, and it was so lengthy. Such a long read, so many big dollars. I was debating as to whether I'd talk about that on the air today or perhaps sometime this week. I might. I'll want to pull together some other material and go through, and I might even have to type it out just so that we can have it in radio format, so to speak. But there have been lots of things that have come down the pike, and we've got the big guns, the howitzers, pointing at the United States of America and how we're going to be able to endure the next decade and escape with anything that looks like financial stability or credibility in the world. That's going to be what we're going to talk about after after this first break comes and goes. Found a really unusual, very long article we're going to get into by Jim Willie, CB. He's got a website. You might want to jump up there and take a look at it, goldenjackass.com. Rather interesting. There were several posts in the Kitco website this morning that before I could even get them bookmarked and set aside, they were down, pulled down. So we'll go into it, folks, when we get back. Stay right here. This is Become Vocal Local. It's going to be an interesting podcast today.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate-controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music-slash-business or a freedom-slash-patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising again over Missouri, folks, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome again to the Monday, February the 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web also, vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. Lots of material out there to study on the websites. My name is William Roberts. And once again, I've got good news, hard facts, and we're going to have to look real hard for any today, but we've got workable solutions today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, and that's a big study in itself, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. I like to think of this as the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. And Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. It'll be a part of today's broadcast. You can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or simply pick up the telephone and call in. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, toll free, 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters scattered around the United States, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Received a very interesting letter from Charlie over the weekend. Thank you, Charlie. Handicapped, homebound, no computer. How can I help him? Going to have to do something. Anyway, again, those websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold tap dancing in the $980 range as investors took profits over the last 48 hours, thereabouts. We're going to talk about the World Economic Forum in Davos. I've got a lengthy article I pulled down. Hat Trick Jimmy spills the beans about the World Economic Forum in Davos. With time, in the perhaps the second hour or later in this hour, we'll go into political parties, talk maybe a little bit about parliamentary procedure, your calls, and much more. Let's go into those market reports for today. Monday, again, February the 23rd, 2009, active trading in New York City as of 9 a.m. New York time. Gold was off $9.10, trading at $984.10. Silver was off 12 cents, trading around $14.29. Platinum was off $4 to $1,077. Palladium off $7. Interesting, you know, it's been up $1 and up $1 and up $1. Well, you take a day like today and drop $7 and you've lost all the gains of the last week and a half. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, swimming in a sea of red ink, trading around 73.66. You know, if so, I think they say so goes, as goes GM, so goes America. If that's the case, folks, we're in deep dog duty. We got huge losses in percentage points. I mean, I have to remember, I think it's about 23% drop in GM, but it's trading down in the $1.70 range. Citigroup Inc., that's another one down there, you know, 20 something percent loss, but they're under $2 as well. We got lots going on here. Almost everything was in the red in the Dow Jones. The NASDAQ trading around 1441. The U.S. dollar index off 16 basis points, trading at 86.69. The crude oil the only thing that was up today, 25 cents so far, trading at $40.28 a barrel. The gold-silver ratio, for those that follow such a thing as that, virtually 68.86. Certainly no time to start dumping your gold and buying silver. I'd hang on to that gold, folks. But by all means, stay tight with your silver. And if you haven't the wherewithal or the means to get involved in gold purchases, silver is a place that you can store some of those Federal Reserve notes that you've got stuffed into the mattress or wasting their time in banks. Let's go into a little bit further here. Market closes in 7 hours. It's 36 degrees under clear skies and calm here in southwest Missouri. Interesting series of articles. Two of them flew away. Two of them were pulled off the web before I could even, you know, get them. Nevertheless, I didn't bookmark them. I should have. I read them, and then I came back to download them and bring them out, but they were gone. Here's an article. Indians clear out their gold as world prices soar. Now, we've been talking about jewelry in the East, in the Far East, and in the Near East. We talked about gold markets in Dubai, the UAE, United Arab Emirates, and the Dubai jewelry markets. I had a contrarian kind of a piece to bring out on gold and jewelry markets in Dubai, which would have raised questions or refuted some of what I've been reporting for a couple of months. Maybe it was just a hit piece. Maybe it was just a scam. I don't know. Perhaps that's why it was pulled. But there's definitely an influx of scrap gold coming into the East Indian marketplace as the rupee's weakness against the U.S. dollar has driven Indian gold prices to all-time peaks. Now, of course, it's not just limited to India. The price of gold is the same price of gold virtually worldwide in the bullion markets. But here's the article. India, long famed as the world's largest gold consumer, normally imports 90% of its gold needs. Now, long famed as the world's largest gold consumer, what are they doing with it? In January, even with the wedding season, a time of lavish gold gift giving in full swing, it imported just 1.8% or 1.8 tons, down 14 tons a year earlier, the Bombay Bullion Association said. It's down 14 tons from the previous year. That's a huge jump. That's noticeable. So far this month, there have been no imports, Association President Suresh Hondia told AFP. See if I can get my chair root lit here. This has come on top of a 14% drop last year in gold imports to 660 tons, down from the usual import levels of 700 to 800 tons. Here's a quote. We're seeing all kinds of people, middle class, lower class, and old people, selling their old gold to take advantage of higher prices. Now, you can't see it, but there was a photograph here of a gold dealer holding a bunch of bracelets and things like that. And this is to let us know what kind of gold was being sold into scrap. He said, anyway, Kapil Kumar Chokshi, a partner at Mumbai Chokshi Arvind Jewelers. Here's another quote. There are probably several hundred people who line up outside the store a day wanting to sell. Pretty interesting. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Thank you.
Okay, going back to our article here on East Indian gold and what's happening over there. Let's continue on. He says, again, there are probably several hundred people who line up outside the store a day wanting to sell. And dealers say that this influx of scrap gold is a key factor behind the drop in imports, along with high prices, which are dampening demand. The key word there, demand. Talked about it in the past. We'll cover it again in the future. We're meeting demand from local supply, said Kishore Narne, the head of commodities at Anand Rathi Commodities. So rather than importing gold from around the world, the gold that's trading on the East Indian markets, if there's any credibility at all in the article, is coming largely from people selling their gold, selling their old gold. And here's part of the reason why. Gold is climbing strongly on world markets. In London, the spot price last week soared as high as US $999.10 an ounce, the highest since March 2008, and it went up 99.40, as my records show, the highest since March of 2008, as investors sought a safe haven amid escalating fears about the global economy. And there's lots to be concerned about in the global economy. But in India, the local currency's weakness against the U.S. dollar has driven the Indian gold price to all-time peaks in rupee terms. Here's a quote. We're seeing old broken bangles, coins, and people are clearing out the gold items they don't want. It's different from the rest of the world where people are buying. Here, people want to sell their gold, Mr. Chosky said. The country of 1.1 billion people is believed to have one of the world's largest private gold hoards, estimated at up to 15,000 tons. Indian spot gold prices surged to a record of 15,790 rupees. That would be U.S., I think, $487.70 per 10 grams this week, up 1,600 rupees so far this month. Many Indians, that would be the East Indians, are hoping to buy back gold once the cost comes down, although traders say they may have a long wait. Another quote, people who are selling their jewelry expect a correction in the price. They're completely disconnected from what's happening in the rest of the world, said Devender Kumar, a New Delhi jewelry merchant. I don't see prices coming down, he added. I see them going higher. Indians are still buying gold for marriages. They believe it's auspicious to give gold for weddings and other religious events, but consumers are getting less for their money because of the high cost, said Kumar. They're still coming in with their budgets of 150,000 rupees or 200,000 rupees, but that buys them less gold. They're not increasing their budgets. I might say or add that when you're buying gold jewelry, of course, you're going to have to pay for the cost of making that jewelry as opposed to just simply bullion, gold coin, and things like that. So there's a price differential, but it is highly portable as jewelry. You can wear it as an adornment. You can give it as a gift. But I think that part of the reason why they might be dumping their jewelry at this time is that with gold likely to go higher, it may not be because they think that it's going to go lower. It's just that they want to have more gold per ounce and get the jeweler price hike out of it, possibly. Just an assumption or a presumption on my part. Mr. Kumar said at his store the volume of gold was down by 25% to 30%. Those people who just buy gold as jewelry rather than for a special occasion are shying away from purchases, waiting for the prices to fall. Some wholesalers report gold inventories are starting to pile up. Still, in the investor category, Indians stung by steep share market falls are snapping up paper gold or exchange-traded funds, seeing them as a safer option. And we're going to see more and more of this in the weeks and months ahead. I'm confident that these exchange-traded funds are going to get more and more ink in the news. There's no other asset class on which people are so bullish right now, said an official of Benchmark Mutual Fund. The people who want physical gold are those who want it for a special reason, like marriage or other religious purposes, but people who want to take advantage of the pricing get into exchange-traded funds. Globally, gold purchases are being driven by worries of the financial crisis could lead to spiraling inflation long term because of the gigantic sums being spent by governments on rescue packages, analysts say. And gold, again, is seen as the ultimate safeguard of value, able to be used as money when money loses its worth. Interesting article. But it does bring up two or three points worthy of notice. And one of them is this idea of junk gold or gold jewelry, older pieces, broken pieces and whatnot, coming into the market. Some time back, I reported on the Japanese SUWA, S-U-W-A, all caps. It's a sewage treatment facility in an area where downstream of a location where they do a lot of manufacturing with gold, and the reclamation out of the sewage sludge of gold was exceeding their top producing gold mines, and so they were selling that gold into the markets as well. Lots happening in that. Things to be looking at. So you've got the gold jewelry market, you have the gold manufacturing market, and all of those prices, everything that has gold parts in it, are going to have to rise to accommodate the higher price of the gold. But this is being salted in consistently into the various articles that I've been tracking for the past couple of months. This exchange-traded fund, you know, for those who had ETFs or exchange-traded funds, you can actually, I guess, buy, I don't have any, but you can buy and sell, take advantage of these little peaks and valleys, buy when it's high, sell when it's low, even when it's swinging $20 or $30 an ounce. You certainly are not going to be in a position to do that if you're trading in your gold wedding rings and your wristbands and things like that, or if you have gold and silver coin, you're not going to be able to take advantage of those kinds of market swings by the time you pay the premiums on buying, selling, postage, shipping, and all of that, insurance, you're not going to see much of a profit unless you're dealing in massive quantities when gold is making tens and $20 moves. Anyway, let's continue on. Gold declines in London, another article, this out of Bloomberg. Gold declines in London as equities rise, and it may test $1,000 again. This is an article by Anna Stablum. I've read several of her articles on air, February 23rd. Gold eased in London as equities rose and investors locked in gains after the metal climbed above $1,000 an ounce last week for the first time in almost a year. This is, again, one of those opportunities where if you have lots of it and access to the right marketplace, you can lock in gains, you can sell when you've made $20 an ounce. If you're holding 1,000 ounce, it's a pretty good amount of money you've made overnight or over a weekend. European and Asian stocks traded higher, pushing up the MSCI World Index for the first time in 10 days. Gold has gained 45% since October the 24th as confidence in the financial system eroded, while the MSCI Index dropped 11%. So just between October the 21st and February the 20th here, you could have picked up a 45% gain, and I can imagine that would be an ample incentive to sell in a market like that. Gold, here, quote, is consolidating because of stronger equity markets, but another race above $1,000 and a test of the record high from last March is still very likely. Karsten Fritsch, a Frankfurt-based commodity analyst at Commerzbank AG, said by phone. Gold for immediate delivery slid as much as $11.36, or 1.1%, to $981.54 an ounce, and was at 985.16 by 12:20 p.m. in London. Futures for April delivery fell 1570 or 1.6% to 986.50 on the New York Mercantile Exchange's COMEX division, and both contracts climbed above $1,000 an ounce on February the 20th. Now, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break, folks. Stay right with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. Willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now we've returned, and going back to our article here from Bloomberg, it continues and says the rally may return as investors seek a safe haven from turmoil in the financial markets. Jim, that's just a song. That's something we're going to hear over and over and over again. On concerns of the $1 trillion injected into the world economy will spur inflation. Well, of course it would. But he says if equities turn lower again, gold will see another test of $1,000 and also the record high last year. Gold in London peaked last year at the $1,032.70 range on March the 17th. I don't know whether or not you have been watching the gold shares, but some of these mining stocks are doing incredibly well. Might be another place to go if you can't afford the precious metal. And you've got some money to play around with. Certainly when you fool around in the stocks, however, be prepared to lose everything. As they say, the stock market is a good place to turn a large fortune into a small fortune in a short period of time. But if you have something you want to play around with, gold stocks, gold shares might be a place where you could go, as well as the exchange traded funds. Down some more here. U.S. financial firms have posted more than $750 billion in write-downs of credit losses since last year as the collapse of the housing market led to the worst financial crisis, blah, blah, blah. We all know about that. Near unlimited government support for troubled banks will lead to large increases in U.S. government debt, so on and so forth. It's these fears that have triggered the recent surge of investment flows into gold, Reed said. These fears are only likely to grow in near term. fear, fear-based motivation, lousy way to react, folks, reacting to fear. But it is driving demand. Investor demand has pushed gold holdings and exchange-traded funds to records. Gold held in ETF Securities Limited's physical gold exchange-traded fund rose to a record of 2.35 million ounces by February the 20th, according to data on the company's website. Investment demand for bullion, including coins and bars, almost tripled to 399 metric tons in the fourth quarter. You know, all of this is just expressing public concern, the people's opinion, what they think of the funny money fiat monetary system and their total lack of confidence in it, not just in the United States corrupt Federal Reserve banking system, but the international banking cartel as a whole. People are looking in another direction, trying to find other paths to follow rather than this funny money. Here's continuing and closing out this article. Gold assets climbed to a record in exchange-traded fund. Investment in the ZKB gold ETF rose to 3.878 million ounces by February 20th from 3.734 million ounces a week earlier. A big jump itself in ounces. Among other precious metals for immediate delivery in London, silver lost 0.7% to $1,435 an ounce. And I still think silver's a good place to go if you're limited on funds. Platinum declined 75 cents to $1,081, and palladium was 0.7% lower at $213 an ounce, and so on and so forth. I think we need to be paying attention to what's happening, folks. We've got a real problem here, and we're right smack in the middle of it. That's one of the reasons why I went back and I wanted to reread all around the idea of the Bretton Woods, what was happening in there. Made a lot of enemies in Europe and around the world, World War I and World War II. It's the old American arrogance and ignorance, not just us alone, but also our association with Great Britain, the Anglo-American establishment, if you will. Made a lot of enemies. Didn't make that many friends. We were involved in cutting up Europe, redefining boundaries, making arrangements and agreements with Marshal Josef Stalin. I don't feel too good about all of that. My father was in the military, Air Force major, retired pilot. Never spoke about anything in his military career outside of military experience. He never would just sit down and chat about it. Completely hush-hush all the time. Don't know whether he was just dreadfully embarrassed or taking some kind of vow of secrecy, but, you know, nevertheless, always quiet. Never, you couldn't draw it out of him with hot iron. Here's the main deal. Here's the full meal deal. This is an article by Jim Willey. Jim Willey. He's got a website, www.goldenjackass.com. He has a newsletter that he puts out, apparently. It's the Hat Trick Letter. You can subscribe to it, apparently. I haven't checked that out. Spent a long time this morning reading this article a couple of times over, wondering whether I was going to go into it. It's so long. In the electronic version, it was over 12 pages. When I printed it out and reworked it, I was able to get it down to 7. It'll take a little while to go through it. Here's his article. Putin, Post-U.S. World Blueprint. What a way to start the article. The Post-U.S. World Blueprint. The After the United States Supremacy World Blueprint. The After the United States, the Post-U.S. World Blueprint by Jim Willey. February 20th, 2009, as of 12.04 p.m., right after midnight, I guess he posted this one. And it's long. Prologue and aftermath. The World Economic Forum took place in Davos, Switzerland last week. Most of you remember that. The global picture enabled a nice snapshot of sentiment, fault for the crisis, blame doled out, the vacuum of leadership, the perks for blunderers in a country club setting instead of a prison, parenthetically he states, and warnings on a potential situation that could spiral out of control. Amidst all the finger-pointing, surprisingly, little blame was given to themselves, the corporate chieftains in attendance. If you haven't heard me use the phrase in the past, I'll say it now, that this world is being run, basically, by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictators, supported in their efforts by a cadre of super social scientists the world round. We might look at it as the United Nations or the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission or this group here in Davos, the G7, the G8, the G20 and all that. These captains of finance and industry, but there are also members in these groups from the black nobility, the old families of Europe and England and the United States. Here we go. Davos, let's be clear. The Davos Forum was a funeral wake. And Putin rode in on a white horse to announce there is a new sheriff in town. All right, Vladimir Putin rode in to this Davos, Switzerland meeting to announce that there's a new sheriff in town. Davos afforded a unique opportunity for Russian self-styled leader Vladimir Putin to storm the forum stage and to steal the show. Is this intentional on our part, or is this just a carry-on? Let's find out more about it. Putin presented a basic blueprint for what should be called the post-U.S. world, as the United States and the United Kingdom have lost the mantle of leadership and control. Have they? Or is this a smokescreen? Let's find out. They lost it from failed economic policy, wrecked banking systems, fraud-ridden bond markets, corrupted debt ratings agencies, abuse of the IMF and World Bank, which is what prompted me to go back and read the lengthy articles on the Bretton Woods and the other PACs and conferences, the abuse of IMF and World Bank, and the severe backfire of economies that depended upon housing bubbles. Inflation turned on its haughty financial engineers. Nations with insolvent banks, insolvent households, corporations in liquidation, economies in near collapse, they tend not to be good owners and custodians of the global reserve currency. Now, you know this entire thing has been engineered from the inside. And yet, this writer, Jim Willey, is using this as a support for the idea that Vladimir Putin rode into town on a white horse as the new sheriff. But there's some truth in all of this, because from an outward appearance, all these are truths, and there's lots of finger-pointing going on. Let's continue. Davos provided a flashpoint for a profound change in global leadership. A profound change in global leadership. The whimpering U.S., U.K., and EU bankers have been shamed. Then, after the finger-pointing, insults, hand-wringing, and gut-wrenching, Putin rode in on a white horse carrying a banner. The Chinese premier, Wen Jiabao. Hey, we'll have to figure out who he is in a moment. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Back to our article here again. We just started in on this Chinese premier Wen Jiabo. I don't know if that's how he spells or pronounces his name, but it's kind of the phonetic interpretation that I can give to it, provided the confirmation to what Putin had laid out, like a second of a formal motion. So we've got a yes man here in the premier, the Chinese premier Wen. He said, Wen Jiabo proceeded from the Davos stage to the four European capitals to seal the new path and its legitimacy. You see what was going down here, folks? I didn't hear this, but maybe you did. The barter system has been launched in quiet, while the Western press continues not to comprehend a ruptured status quo limping along. It cannot, it will not, but the transition is on. Not only will the U.S. dollar not provide the global highway for all to travel, but new barter systems will be dominant soon in working around the commodity price systems dominated by the U.S.-UK corrupt price discovery systems. Something's afoot here. If Jim Willie is on the beam, if he's on the mark, there's something going on here. The other painful consequences to the new system soon taking root is that the global commodity supply routes will bypass the U.S. destinations, enough to create mammoth shortages, such as the fate of a nation thrust to the third world. Its people and its leaders still do not realize it, as denial is ensconced in hope. The U.S. credit supply has already been severed and cut almost completely off. Reliance upon the printing press to finance its own debt is a primary trait of a third world nation, a shocking fact soon to be recognized. So there was something that went down in Davos between the Chinese and the Russians that I still don't quite understand. Something about the barter system being launched in quiet. Let's go into this a little bit longer. It's just a long article. We'll carry into the next hour. Hospice for the U.S. dollar and the launch for gold. The U.S. dollar is essentially dead. The Davos Forum, its funeral wake, is enjoying a physical erection in the medical morgue, a rise in a death dance ceremony. U.S. leaders refuse to accept the reality. They desperately need its continuation for assistance in funding the U.S. government's monstrous deficits. Western leaders struggle to admit the reality. Russian leaders, Chinese leaders and Arab leaders more quietly openly admit this reality. Read the billboards, as the Davos Forum offered an entire row of them to observe. The best stress meter now is gold. Notice how gold rose all through the Davos Forum gathering. Nothing was solved. The Putin blueprint for the post-U.S. world shook up the currency markets as gold reacted. The gold price is breaking out in all major currencies except in U.S. dollar terms. It just hit a new euro high. A cherished contact with deep global experience had some very strong words about Davos and the Putin blueprint. He made additional comments about the Wen trip across major European capitals. In an important message, he said, quote, "Read in between the lines of Putin's speech, and you find all the hints you want. The Chinese and Russians are burying the U.S. alive. The Japanese, Germans, and Gulf states keep a very low profile for the moment. The decisions have been made. Wait for 2010. 2010. We're talking 18 months or less. Thereabouts. They will use the unfolding chaos to introduce the new currency basket and trade rules. There is a brand new system being designed that will borrow from the past and apply 21st century tools for barter, counter trade, excess capacity, etc. An exchange platform will cut out the banks altogether. Chinese Premier Wen delivered his speech in Davos and went straight to Berlin, where they put the final touch on the new world currency basket, sponsored by Berlin, Moscow, Beijing, Tokyo, and Riyadh. Anybody heard about this? I didn't. Maybe I was just missing something by not listening to the radio. Anybody heard about this? Moscow and Berlin already have a massive counter trade barter trade agreement in place, and Beijing was eager to join that platform as well. Should be join, I think. The new global currencies are planned for launch in January of 2010. They'll be launched amidst growing chaos. Events up to that time will be tumultuous. You want to check this article out again. This is a guy named Jim Willey, the www.goldenjackass.com. He's got an interesting chart he's made up here. I'm not a chartist, not a cyclist, not a wavist. I do follow these gold and silver markets, however. And he says some interesting things in his charts that I cannot explain on air, so I'll just pass over that, and you should look at these charts. The gold price has completed an important U-shaped reversal. Its low of 710 and top at 980 indicated target of the 1250 next. So here, Jimmy is looking at 1250 just as much as almost everyone else is. Notice the crossovers of the crucial moving average series, blah, blah, blah. You really have to look at the chart to understand what he's saying. All of the fundamentals could not be better for gold than at any time in a few decades. All major governments are ruining their currencies in a desperate attempt to avoid economic collapse after bank system insolvency has rendered their nations hostage to dangerous, accommodative monetary policies. All major currencies are now at risk simultaneously. The gold breakout. The gold price breakout over 1,000 again could come when the Dow Jones Industrial Average Index and the S&P 500 each breach critical support. And I don't know what it's going to take to breach critical support. I really don't. If the Dow is at 73.66 so far in early morning trading, and the NASDAQ is 14.41, both one below the 8 and the other below the 15, where's the Dow Jones going to go? 6,000? 5,500? What would be critical support for the Dow? Where will the NASDAQ go? 500? Less? Interesting. The U.S., they have been dancing at that support for days. The U.S. economic field has become a swamp, and it is sinking. It should sink the U.S. stock market. You know, all of these various and sundry currencies are out there. They're not all floating in a basket of currencies. They're sinking in their little boats of currencies, as was laid out by Dr. Larry Bates in his conference last Thursday. They're sinking. these baskets of currencies. They're not like the little Moses in the basket going down the Nile. These currency baskets are sinking, and the Chinese and the Russians have another plan, and they've been going around setting up a new system, apparently. It says here, anyway, this sinking system should sink the U.S. stock market. The U.S. dollar should not be the true focus of attention. Paradoxically, Jimmy writes, as it dies a horrible death, its reserve currency status ensures it might be the last to crumble. All other currencies are at risk, except perhaps the Japanese yen. The focus of attention should be directed to gold and silver. The pundits, anchors, and supposed experts believe that the rise in the gold prices means that the price inflation is an imminent but hidden threat. They are so wrong. Is Jimmy right? Let's find out. The threat is of a collapsed global financial foundation, complete with rising chaos, from no current viable alternative, as the United States finds itself tossed into a dungeon. The process is slow, but the pace is accelerating. The signpost in the dungeon is marked Third World, with full shame. In other words, we're going down to the level of Bolivian peasants here in our country. The charges will go without trial, as the marketplace is brutal, but bank ruin, institutional corruption, exported bond fraud, permission of counterfeit rings, protection of crime syndicates, and the abused global reserve currency custodial responsibilities lie at the core. Most scrutiny of charges will be conducted much later, when too late, in an examination of the wreckage. You know, it is not always the case, and the wreckage most likely will be hidden from the American people for 15, 20 years or longer as we try and dig our way out of this quagmire. All of the hush-hush and national security. But we'll know the truth. The truth is going to be in the pudding. The truth is going to be in the breadbasket. The truth is going to be in whatever's going down in your community, in your town, in your city, right where you are. Which is why I continually herald the idea of becoming vocal, local, and grouping up. Wouldn't it be nice to have 10 or 20 people to help do the community garden or something? You know, there's strength in numbers, folks. We need to look to that right where we are. We'll be back and start the second hour. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal, Local.
Say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we are back, folks. Welcome again to the Monday, February 23rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, entering its second hour now, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I'd like to say I have good news. I certainly have a lot of hard facts that we're going through today, and if we can find any solutions at all, we're going to have to look at the local level because they're not going to be coming down from above, so to speak. Once again, this is Interactive Talk Radio, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, as so many others have already done, or you can pick up the telephone and call now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll-free at 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. Again, those numbers are posted on the Oracle homepage, and so you can go there, oraclebroadcasting.com. Check it out, and there's lots of other interesting things there as well. Also, I must say that while our affiliates and micro-broadcasting stations are away for their top-of-the-hour ID, weather and sports and so on and so forth, thank you, indeed thank you, for joining us, tuning in this morning. I really value every moment of airtime granted to me by Oracle, but most importantly, I value the time that you invest each day. Joining me here on air in what I consider our internet homeschool classroom for young and old alike, where together we can discover all those very many ideas that make us what we are, Americans, free people, in a free land, even though our government has descended into some kind of an unrecognizable tyranny. But nevertheless, to get the most out of these broadcasts, I advise that people take a pencil and paper to hand when you sit down and listen. If you are sitting down to listen, perhaps you're running a turret mill someplace and you've got your earbuds in. But if your mind is free and your hands are busy doing something else and you can accommodate a pencil and paper, I'll give websites from time to time and other information that you might want to make a note of. You can go back later in the day or this evening and do a little bit of web searching, get your library, verify the material that I present. Certainly, the more you listen, the more you learn and retain in your own memory, and so go back and use the archives. Access those archives. Not every network offers an unlimited access to free archives in 128 streaming audio if you become a member, an Oracle member, and you can do that for $9.99 a month, $60 a year. And when you do call in, and I do welcome your phone calls, please try and stay on point and on topic relating your questions and comments to the materials being discussed on each broadcast. It is a great help to me, and it's a great help to the audience because we don't get off on all kinds of tangents. If there is an idea for a guest or a show topic or any news that you want, you can always send it to me at host@vocallocal.org. Again, that's host@vocallocal.org. And I value your emails. I cleared out about 65 emails that I received last week from listeners, and I always appreciate getting that. I know that's not thousands, as some claim to have, but those are genuine questions, and I hope the answers that I gave you and the links and references where I sent you will be valuable to you in your research. And again, there are lots of ways you can support this network, but probably one of the very best would just be to go to the homepage or any of the pages, find the chip-in banner, and make a generous contribution to keep Oracle Broadcasting on the air, on the web, and growing. We would like to have a network of micro-broadcasting stations scattered in greater number all around America. We have over 177,000 local voting precincts, and it'd be so nice to have a micro-broadcaster in each of those. We'll be back, pick up the rest of it on the other side of this break. Stay with us on Become Vocal Local.
My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And for those of you just joining us, coming back from the top of the hour news break, this is the second hour of Become Vocal Local here on Monday, February the 23rd, 2009. My name is William Roberts. We've been talking financial news today. Probably continue with more financial news from at least the first half hour. We've got a ways to go here on this long article that I'm reading. Putting it out from a man named Jim Willey. This is his Putin post-U.S. world blueprint. He's discussing the transpiring events at the Davos, Switzerland Forum, World Economic Forum. You can visit his website. It's www.goldenjackass.com. Get this article for yourself and look at it. About 12 pages in the internet format, and I brought it into a smaller and tighter compact thing at 7 pages. I'm on page 3. We've got a ways to go. Third world introduction. Jimmy writes here, "My analysis has been very consistent in its message. The broken bank system, crippled households, endless housing decline, corporations in retreat, and federal debt that cannot be financed by foreign creditors, these work together to guarantee that the United States does not just enter the third world, but the U.S. will be thrust quickly into the third world." I just jump in there and say that, you know, from the United Nations, the useless nations, the United Nothings, but the United Nations, and then their various and sundry documentation, including Agenda 21, the Blueprint of Action for Sustainable Development in the 21st Century, they have had a long-held goal, along with their communist originators, to effect the perfect transfer of wealth scheme, transferring the wealth from the northern developed nations to the southern undeveloped or developing nations, and in the meantime serving the corporate elite, serving as the mediator, the middleman, siphoning off tremendous quantities of tax dollar and tax revenue and personal and physical wealth in the process. So we shouldn't be too surprised now, after 60 years of its existence, that this corrosive United Nations influence is bringing us into the state of third world status. Imagine, he writes, a criminal in old colonial times being thrown down a staircase into a dirty, dank dungeon, landing with many bruises, a bloody mouth, and perhaps a broken arm. The new U.S. leadership is already making huge errors. And I agree with you there, Jimmy. Their lack of integrity is now a well-kept secret, not entirely, since the camp they emerged from is foul. And we've been reporting it on it here in the independent media for months, as Barry the Usurper has gone into the closet and drug out all of the skeletons of the past, resurrecting them, pumping them up, filling their lips with jelly or whatever they do, giving them all suntans and new titles. But we basically got the old boss back as the new boss, and there's going to be very little change, at least the kind of change that the people that voted for him were looking for. Basically, what we'll have is a change in the accelerated pace of our destruction, I think. Their lack of integrity, again, is for now a well-kept secret, since the camp they emerged from is foul, wrote Jimmy. Third world nations are not known for integrity or sound judgment. At a time when the U.S., U.K., and European banks face dire need for bailouts and rescues, one might consider the specter of entire nations requiring bailouts, not just their banks. Iceland gave notice. Watch in horror as the risk rises for failure of states. Entire state economies collapsing. And we know that the man behind the curtain, the master blasters of the economics, have been working this out quite carefully. You know, it's all engineered. People say, oh, well, they've lost control. Have they? Have they? Or they got jet skis on the controls now? Or they got automatic faders running on their mixing boards? I think that's the latter is true. Let's go on. He says, as a reminder, the U.S. government federal budget deficit this year should hit 15% of the national GDP size, more than double anything ever witnessed, and more than double what usually causes a 25 to 30% currency correction. And we've seen currency corrections. We've seen the U.S. dollar index down, I think, in the 60s basis point level. Maybe as low as 65. I'd have to go back to my notepads and dig it out. But we've seen it down considerably. It's artificially up now. Today at 86.69, artificially up now against the euro and the rest of the currencies out there. But it's going to go lower. And it's going to go a lot lower, I'm afraid. Well, I'm not really afraid. I'm just confident that that's what's going to happen. And unfortunately, it's going to be a big problem for us. The gold price has responded, given the turmoil in foreign lands with their own attendance currency threats. The U.S. dollar is not a concurrent indicator of gold anymore, a topic addressed 2 weeks ago. He says gold is responding along with silver. And even the knucklehead financial media and the lame-brained financial sector managers have noticed this. And I don't know whether I was the first or not, but I was certainly the first on any of the radio broadcasts that I listened to. But I started to notice that all of a sudden there was an unusual thing happening. That as the price of gold was going up, the U.S. dollar index was going up also. That's totally contrary to anything I've seen in the past, although there have been a couple of short spates of that. But typically, as the U.S. dollar index declines in strength, goes down, the price of gold goes up. The only thing I can think of that would make the USDX go up at the same time that gold is going up is the money masters at work behind the curtain. A senior advisor to Dmitry Medvedev, criticizing the magnitude of the new U.S. government economic rescue package and projected budget deficit, claiming it would draw heavily from other global markets. Igor Yurgens heads a think tank to advise Medvedev, and he said, here's a quote, "What is discouraging is Obama's statement," Obama, his word, not mine, I call him Barry the Usurper, "Obama's statement that the U.S. government is going to run a $1 trillion deficit for years to come. For us, that means that all the free liquidity in the world will run into American Treasury bills." Of course, Obama, Barry the Usurper, Barry the Pretender before he got sworn in, now Barry the Usurper, in that he has just about, in my opinion, zero standing, zero authority to serve as president. But anyway, the usurper expects the Chinese or the Russians to buy U.S. Treasury bills. And that is pretty selfish, and philosophically, it is protectionism. Again, that was from Igor Yurgens, the head of a think tank that advises Medvedev, Dmitry Medvedev. Here he continues. He says, "The reality is that foreign creditors have already announced to key U.S. congressional members that they will not be purchasing any U.S. Treasury bonds for several months. So we think that the rest of the nations around the world are just a bunch of dummies, and that they're going to continue to line their pockets with our T-bills, our bonds issues, buying our debt. And what we're hearing here is that that's not likely to continue." We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us on Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertising. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbird don't want you to know about.
Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit our website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Okay, and we've come back now. Going into this article a little deeper, this is the next section titled Obama's First Foreign Policy Blunder. I don't know whether it's his first or not, but Jimmy's been right on the money so far in this article. Let's just give it to him and say that it is. If the retarded stimulus bill is Obama's first blunder of domestic policy, then refusal to attend the Davos Forum himself was his first foreign policy blunder. You know, when I heard that Barry the usurper was going to refrain from going to Davos, I was outraged, to put it mildly. But it would just figure because he would have to be speaking from the cuff. He would have to speak intelligently on global financial issues while they were eating the hors d'oeuvres and having coffee. And it would look rather peculiar for the President of the United States to be carrying around a telephone book-sized script so that he had all of the ready answers to the multifold questions that might be posed to him in a casual environment of people that are supposedly his peers, equals, or graders. It would be interesting to have seen him in action. But let's continue here. Newly inaugurated, and I'm again, the author uses Barry or Barack Obama, Barry the usurper. You could also call him Barry Hussein. Nevertheless, I'll just pass on that and continue. Could have traveled to Switzerland and met numerous finance ministers, bank leaders, and iconic individuals, even Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Medvedev, and Wen Jiabao. I don't know how the Chinese premier pronounces his name. Van something. Van Hao, maybe. Instead, he sent greenhorn Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary. Timmy shot his mouth off right away and lost global respect instantly. He repeated the oft-used and extremely old tired saw that China was manipulating its yuan currency. This angered the Chinese again at a time when the U.S. leaders need their creditors in full gear. Recall that Geithner's stupid comment came only a couple of weeks after an even more stupid comment was made by outgoing Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. Hanky told the Chinese that they are mostly to blame for the global banking meltdown because their trade surpluses had grown too big, and they invested too much in U.S. Treasury bonds and U.S. agency mortgage bonds. The Chinese shot back in anger and defiance to call that gangster logic rightly. Gangster logic. Gangster logic. Emmanuel Rahm Emanuel. More gangsters. Timmy Geithner. Paulson, bankster gangsters, and the Chinese called it right. They said gangster logic. The integrity of U.S. leaders is declining as fast as their judgment exercised. Already the Chinese have no respect for the new U.S. financial dream team, and folks, that's disastrous. Disastrous. If this isn't an intentional sacking, I'll eat my shoes. British leave U.S. members to take the heat. The message behind the actions was extremely loud. Chancellor of Exchequer Alistair Darling and Foreign Minister David Miliband decided to cancel their trip to Davos. They stated publicly that certain people they wished to meet at Davos had canceled their trip and would not attend. They stated publicly about how affairs in the United Kingdom were pressing. The emergency too important to leave home. What a crock, writes Jimmy. I agree with you, Jimmy. What a crock. The only guests who canceled their trips were the British and the United States delegation, of course, but perhaps the UK delegation planned to attend Davos and only meet among themselves. The next meetings planned with attendees might have been dominated by angry European Union finance ministers. Europeans are launching currency war, capital C, capital W, currency war salvos at the British. Maybe the British do not want to be the subject of broad European criticism. The other important consequence of the British canceled plans was that the members of the United States contingency were left all alone, exposed, to take the heat of criticism. And that might have been a Brit plan all along, setting them up to take the heat by themselves. The U.S. and the U.K. were united when they ruled the roost from corrupt platforms. They are divided now, as they fall. This is where Putin steals the show. the next section in this lengthy article. We're now completing page 4. Putin stole the show. The Russians realized the vacuum of banking and political leadership. Vladimir Putin took the high road, actually. His criticisms of the U.S. failure and corruption was implied. Now, repeat again. This was 12 pages on the internet when I saw it first early this morning, and I debated on whether I'd bring it out, but this is turning out to be valuable information and the substance of today's broadcast. Let me continue. He would not permit, again, Putin, he would not permit anyone in attendance to yak about how Putin droned on and on about U.S. failure. I've made a mistake. Let me go back and read again. The Russians realized the vacuum of banking and political leadership. Vladimir Putin took the high road, actually. His criticism of the U.S. failure and corruption was implied. He let the decimation of Wall Street firms, their colossal losses, and their calamitous fall from grace speak for themselves. He would not permit anyone in attendance to yak about how Putin droned on and on about U.S. failure. That's a mistaken, there's a mistake in that sentence. I was right. It's not properly written. Nevertheless, failure is painfully obvious for almost all to see. He skipped over much direct criticism to offer solutions. A sign of leadership, you see. When you skip past the criticisms, when you step up, when you rise beyond symptomology and victimology, you correctly analyze and diagnose the super social diseases, and then you offer solutions, as this author is intimating here, that is a sign of leadership. No, comma, Putin was the only bright spot in Davos. Putin offered a blueprint for the next decade, for the post-U.S. world where the U.S.-U.K. corrupt tag team does not control the helm or sit at the catbird seat. Vladimir Putin and Dmitry Medvedev served as dominant figures over a gloomy forum. A Putin spokesman actually told the reporters, quote, "This is Davos under the Russian flag," close quote. More accurately, the Davos forum gave Russia, and to some extent China, a chance to exert leadership. And here's my question, one that came to me early this morning. Did a little bird get up on the wire and warn the Americans, the State Department? Did a little bird get up on the wire and warn the British? Certainly Putin wasn't just flying from the hip this whole time. Certainly the Chinese delegation wasn't flying from the hip. If Vladimir Putin and Dmitry Medvedev served as dominant figures over this gloomy forum, perhaps in his reports he was well prepared. And others knew that he would be, and no one wanted to challenge him on it. Perhaps no one else would have something better to say, or maybe this is just all tail wagging the dog. The overriding theme of the Putin plan is a new multipolar world. Oh boy, you like that one. A new multipolar world. Yeah, we have the North Pole, we have the South Pole, nothing new there, Putin, but let's get on with it. Where power is shared and no longer concentrated in a dangerous fashion. Putin was as specific as required for a blueprint, which typically does not need to go into great detail. In other words, he's throwing out, that's kind of nonsensical. You always go into great detail in a blueprint, but certainly for a framework, for a plan of action, one needn't go into the great details. When you're laying out broad sweeping, broad strokes, you wouldn't. But nevertheless, to continue here, it requires a new structure. When an entire system, political system, economic system, there's a lot to systems theory, things you could study there. When an entire system is shattered, one needs a foundation with large structural descriptions as planks. So planks again. The planks. The planks of the Communist Manifesto coming into place. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back, and those call-in numbers in the Austin area, and for those with unlimited long distance, it's 512-904-8014. And internationally, around America and around the world, the call-in number toll-free is 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You know, an article like this one that I'm sharing with you today doesn't come along very often. Typically, what I get scanning the financials, if you will, are along the lines of the two articles that I led off with this morning about gold declines in London as equities rise, or the Indians are clearing out their used jewelry, you know, their jewelry chests and getting rid of their used gold. Always the changes and the fluctuations in the market are referred to as either some kind of a market correction or buyers taking profits or investors seeking safe haven. I mean, it's almost rhetorical, and yet that's typical of what you get on a daily basis. Of course it's going to go up and down and up and down. It's going up and down and up and down like the teeth on a crosscut saw, and we've talked about that. But it's nice from time to time to be able to access a piece of writing like this. I'm so glad that it was there. It's not there now. It's been pulled off the Kitco.com website. It was pulled off just a few minutes after I'd bookmarked it. As a matter of fact, it's probably getting a lot of hits. But this is a pretty good article. I think he's done a good job writing. It took him a long time. 12 pages like this doesn't come quickly or easily. But let's go back into it a little bit more. He says here the U.S. dollar-based system is dead. All right. Putin's not a hero, but rather a man who realizes the disorder in progress and the desire and the dire need for a new direction. this U.S. dollar-based system is dead. And within the vacuum, the global financial and economic system is slowly collapsing. Continuing here, actually my view is, and this is Jimmy writing, actually my view is that the U.S. economy is accelerating in its breakdown. Unlikely to last through the summer without some very clear evidence of failure. The untold story is that the global system failure has pitted two groups of powerful billionaires against each other. This is that untold story, pitting two groups of very powerful billionaires against each other. Putin represents a force that pursues greater equitability in commerce, trade, and banking with multipolar power centers. His opposite force pursues greater concentrated power, more fascistist towers, and a beneficial reduction in world population. This thorny topic is given occasional coverage in the Hat Trick Letter, yet it's highly controversial and risky to discuss. Broad strokes rather than detail are my choice. Broad strokes rather than detail. He admits that in his newsletter, this is risky and controversial stuff to discuss. No wonder it didn't stay on the web very long. Putin, next section, critique of global failure. Putin openly questioned the reliability of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency. He all but said it's dead in the water for that role. He called the one reserve currency a danger to the world economy, in fact. A one reserve currency, a danger to the world economy. Reserve currency, my eye. He acknowledged that globalization has multiplied the destructive force so that the U.S.-UK crises have touched all nations and everyone. To be sure, other nations are epicenters for crises like Spain. Several nations are feeling the impact of the shocks from the crisis epicenters like Germany, Russia, and China. Some specific criticism was given. Putin talked about the disproportion between the scale of financial operations and fundamental value of assets. That means huge U.S.-UK financial flows in trading centers against a backdrop of minuscule current valuation of the bank centers. The U.S. and U.K. bank sectors are insolvent. Putin talked about the differences between the increased burden of international loans and source collateral. Source collateral. You know, we've talked about that on this broadcast, perhaps not on this network, but in other places. When you have all of this debt money that's out there, any investor is going to seek collateral for his investment. Any bank manager would do the same. Any bank CEO would be doing the same. It's always risk and return on investment, the ROI, the risk-reward ratio. And if there's a great amount of risk in buying up all the toxic assets of the United States, they're going to look to collateralize. And that's some of what's going on with this Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA Superhighway, the Skyway, and other places around. But we have huge watersheds that are also being sought for collateralization of debt. You know, this country's up for sale. I've been saying it for 4 years. Up for sale, folks, to the highest bidder. For those that'll buy the most of our garbage and underwrite the phony Federal Reserve System, our assets are up for sale. Our assets are in deep trouble. Let's go on here. Again, diving in. That means that the Western nations, led by the U.S. and U.K., but also Southern Europe, have outsized debt burdens against a backdrop of near nil collateral. Nothing left to pledge. A stark trait of insolvency, if not bankruptcy. Putin attacked indirectly the United States for printing money with abandon. Putin attacked indirectly the United States for printing money with abandon. Good writer here. Consuming what Asian factories produce while Asians respond by saving money in the form of government debt securities. And as we found in East Asia here in the East Indians, buying gold jewelry. Anything they could get was tangible. Sometimes smarter than the average American, wouldn't you think? Putin warned the global leaders not merely to treat the symptoms, which is precisely what they're doing, but to work towards serious reform. I guess Putin has been listening to my broadcast. I've been decrying this insanity of getting all caught up in symptoms and victims for some time. Putin is saying the same thing. Putin warned of blind faith in the omnipotent power of states and the distorted concentration of assets in the hands of the states. Again, that's the rise of statism. That might be a slap at the central bankers who are serving as quasi-bank systems unto themselves in a desperate action. Their biggest new ledger item is dollar currency swaps. We've been hearing about them. Putin warned that unbridled growth of budget deficits and public debts is destructive. All this from the head up of the Russians. Used to be communist. What's going on here? Has this guy seen some light? Is he starting to work from a different playbook, or is this just more of the same? Thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. In essence, Putin urged a return to free enterprise principles. My lord. The Western leaders are moving towards socialism and fascism. What irony that former KGB leader from the Soviet Union was lecturing the West on the benefits of embracing capitalism and free enterprise. My goodness. The Putin recommendations. Putin was specific in key areas. He did not lay out many details to flesh out his planks. He kept some close to his vest. The barter accords are a work in progress, actually a revolutionary shift. He was not going to offer up details of his end-run plans. But he offered four main recommendations that make a great deal of sense as a starting point. Here they are. Point number one, get real. Declare hopeless debt securities as bad assets and write them off. My goodness, sounds to me like he's taken a line right out of Ron Paul's playbook. The current crisis will only be prolonged unless the balance sheets are cleaned up. A liquidation process is essential. The refusal for banks to come clean has resulted in extreme constipation for the credit system while the patient slowly falls into the mud. Point number two, get rid of virtual money. Exaggerated reports and dubious credit ratings on financial securities. He wishes for fundamental asset values to be determined by the ability to generate added value apart from subjective models. What, is Putin becoming a hard money guy? Maybe Putin would have voted for Ron Paul if he was here in America. He refers indirectly to credit derivatives and futures contracts, the artificial mechanisms to control price structures, those onerous devices that act as pseudo-money. Continuing, point three, get away from the single reserve currency system, which he regards as dangerous. Instead, install several strong reserve currencies in a smooth and irreversible switch. This is the unofficial death knell of the U.S. dollar itself for alternatives in usage. And here's point number four, get currency reliability for foreign reserves management, which can be used by other states. This can be achieved by enabling more open monetary policies and enforcing economic and financial discipline. This will enable regional stability and cooperation. Putin openly called the current unipolar world obsolete, referring indirectly to the US-UK dominance. This is as close as one could come to hearing that the current system is one step from the scrap heap. Unfortunately, chaos reigns as leadership is absent. Insolvency rains down as economic troubles all over, and no leaders seem capable of pulling back the reins. We'll be back right after this moment. Break. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S. You'll lose some weight.
And we've returned once again. Now, you know, Putin urges a new system of global regulators, which was an obvious slap at the unspeakably corrupt Securities and Exchange Commission for stocks and the unspeakably corrupt Commodities Future Trading Commission for commodities, because he believes that each is a lapdog steeped in conflict of interest, paid to look the other way to criminal activity with no urge to prosecute their friends. No, I don't know whether that, you know, that this is, let me say it this way. Has Putin been reading Thomas Jefferson? Is he encouraging the world community, the leaders, if you will, to turn away from economies based upon war and fostering national prejudices and national hatreds? Is he encouraging the world leaders to look towards a system of commerce instead of war? I don't know. Is he on the level here? Has our author got good intel? I don't know. But if this is the direction that Putin is trying to go in this decade, maybe we all need to be paying attention a little bit more to what he's got to say. I might disagree with anything and everything collectivist, but there seems to be a little bit of wisdom coming through here. And I didn't hear any of this in the news, did you? It's a pretty good article so far. It says the SEC and the CFTC have been team players for the four major U.S.-based crime syndicates in order for them to conduct their business. They're parasites to the system while the syndicates spread cancers. I've been talking about that, haven't I? The super social disease as a cancer that is metastasized within the very body politic. Cancers. Putin all but said to eliminate the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Again, this is what drove me back into the study over the weekend of the World Bank and the various PACs and conferences. Putin wants to see shared technology across borders. This is a slap against the U.S., which refuses to export advanced computer technology and telecommunications technology. But I also have to say there's a little poison in here, there's a little leaven in this loaf, because this capacity building concept and the sharing of technologies comes right out of the pages of Agenda 21. Putin made a comment about possible energy shortages and obstructed growth prospects, but urged constructive interdependence. There's that word again. interdependence, right out of the Soviet Constitution. There is a little bit of leaven in this lump. This could be regarded as a threat and should be taken as a claim for leadership. Putin reminded the group of his recommendations in 2006, I guess he's been talking on this for a while too, for cooperation among energy suppliers, consumers, and transit countries. In other words, the countries that these energy supplies go across, the pipelines, the roads, etc., the canals. These suggestions fell on deaf ears over 2 years ago, but now that after the Ukraine incidents, their time has clearly come. Putin wants a new international legal framework for energy securities with clear-cut legal statutes. Some of what Putin mentions comes as a reaction to U.S. financial sources that are exerting extreme force on energy prices with political motive. Vladimir Putin openly called for a balanced price determination system free from the vagaries of financial derivative instruments. One might detect a theme in much of what Putin urges for a new system. Putin pursues a new energy framework to possibly serve as the foundation for a new financial structural foundation. This is a natural progression based upon a solvent foundation that would play into Russian strength. See the February reports for details. However, hard assets and natural resources must supplant the corrupt network that control price systems in the current broken apparatuses. Maybe the big new Brzezinski wants to crush Russia because Russia seems to be trying to do something intelligent. I don't know. I'll leave that to people much smarter than I. The Western leaders are caught in a vice, caught in a policy pattern towards more of the same ineffective elixirs. It's like that small town football coach always going up the middle for 3 yards. Never a new plan. Year after year, team after team. He doesn't know whether he has a receiver. He doesn't know whether he has a good quarterback. Just right up the middle for 3 yards and damn the consequences. The nettlesome trend towards NATO inclusion for former Soviet republics has also caused great stress. Expect extremely loud backfires on this front as Ukraine will probably be used as a display case for Russian power. They will destroy the Ukrainian political structure, punish them for permitting themselves to be used as a U.S. puppet, and probably carve the nation into territories. Other Eastern European nations had better take notice. My God, as if the Ukrainians didn't suffer enough in World War II. They might be getting it again. Barter systems initiated. New import barter systems are soon to spring up. Just this week, China entered the on-ramp to the barter system highway by lending Russia $25 billion in returns for a guaranteed 20 years of energy supply. It's not so much a loan as an initial stake in a new trade system. My resources, again, this is Jimmy writing, my resources indicate that two bilateral barter accords are in progress, soon to be made public. The Russians have another bilateral plan with Germany, soon to be hatched. These plans will catch the United States off guard and isolate the U.S. The pricing for commodity resources will circumvent the U.S.-U.K. corrupted systems. In the process, the U.S. will find itself outside, looking in. Commodity supply routes will be redirected from Russia to China, from Canada to China, from Australia to China, and from Venezuela, as well as the Andes region, to China. The Chinese leader, Wen, firms barters. The last section here. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao was more clever in his acute criticism of the United States. He made scathing comments at Davos about the inappropriate macroeconomic policies and the unsustainable model of development characterized by the prolonged low savings and high consumption of some unnamed countries. Wen attacked a blind pursuit of profit by financial institutions and their lack of self-discipline by them. After speaking at the World Economic Forum, sorry, Wen, where he echoed the criticism laid out by Putin, he went on an important trip across Europe. Wen traveled to 4 major European capitals whose significance is enormous. He met with Swiss leaders in Bern, with German leaders in Berlin, with Spanish leaders in Madrid, and with European Union leaders in Belgium. One should interpret this not as an endorsement of the status quo, as reported by the U.S. press, but rather as an announcement of the new structure to conform to the Putin blueprint for a post-U.S. world. the entrenched and defensive U.S.-based and U.K. press media have no interest in mentioning a new framework. Loss of the current framework represents an invitation to the Third World. China has no interest in furthering the status quo when served notice to European leaders. Interesting, huh? The hat trick letter. The hat trick letter. Jim Willie, CB, thegoldenjackass.com. Check it out. Interesting writer. Great article. Good to have enough time to go into something like that live on air. You know, there's another article that I wanted to touch on quickly. We won't have time, I don't think, to cover it all. A couple of minutes here, that's all. But it was going back to our host, Sean, from Australia, and all of the fires down there. A listener sent me an email for news, a news topic. Won't have time to go through it all. We'll get a little bit out here today. It was not climate change and not arsonists, but green ideology, says the journalist. February the 18th, Miranda Devine, a writer for The Australian, has hit the nail on the head in regard to the culpability for the Victorian brush fires and the hysteria being whipped up about arsonists. It wasn't climate change, which killed as many as 300 people in Victoria last week. It wasn't arsonists. It was the unstoppable intensity of a bushfire, turbocharged by huge quantities of ground fuel, which had been allowed to accumulate over years of drought, writes Devine. It was the power of the green ideology over government to oppose attempts to reduce fuel hazards before a mega fire erupts, and which prevents landholders from clearing vegetation to protect themselves. So many people need not have died so horribly. The warnings have been there for a decade. If politicians are intent on whipping up a lynch mob to divert attention from their own culpability, it's not the arsonists who should be hanging from lampposts, but the greenies. Well stated, Miranda. My sentiments exactly. True conservation is conservation. When we become stewards of the land, we become stewards of the range. Someone that just allows their property to go into disarray and you don't take advantage of all of the trees that have fallen down, cut them up into firewood and make something out of them, if pulp, if nothing else. Do your cleanup and your clean up the brush and have regular burn piles in the wintertime when you can burn things, you know, comfortably and safely. The Greens would have it the other way, folks. They just soon the whole forest burn up. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.